This is the People of Pauling, and what is your name?
George Apap.
And George, how long have you lived in Pauling?
I've lived in Pauling for 23 years.
And what brought you here?
Well, I came with my family, so okay. When I graduated college, we moved to Pauling. We came right from Patterson, so not so far away. So I've basically been in Pauling my entire life.
Why'd you stay?
Love it. I've always loved it. I've had the fortune of living in every part of every corner of Pauling. I've moved a few times, so I've been in every neighborhood in Pauling, I feel like. And I love Pauling. I love the country atmosphere and certainly love the people of Pauling.
So what do you think makes Pauling unique?
It's the sense of community. I think it's the people of Pauling are immensely giving of their time and giving of everything, quite honestly. And when you put all that together, everybody giving so much, people don't just have one volunteer organization they're involved in. People are involved in two or three, and everybody's doing so much. When you put all that together, it makes for an amazing community.
And what do you think is Pauling's biggest challenge?
Well, I think it's growth versus preserving the nature and the environment and the views and all of that. It's a tough balancing act because we all want lower taxes. We all want, you know, businesses, and we all want to keep all the views, and we all want to keep all the trails. We want to keep all the fields. We want to keep everything. So it's hard to balance how to keep everything and still have development, have economic improvement, all these things.
So this is the tough one. What is your favorite memory in Pauling?
It goes back to, I would say, my first memory of Pauling, and it's the first day we moved to Pauling. While we're moving, our neighbors at that time were farmers, and farmers are the most hospitable people there are, and we're unloading trucks, sweating on a hot day, and here they come unsolicited to help out, to move us in, and then have us over for a party afterwards. Like, that just kind of set the tone for Pauling, and I think it's been nothing but great since then.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I wasn't ready for that question.
Well, you can always record something after and we'll add it. We'll tack it on. Okay? Thank you so much, George.
Yeah. Chris, thank you. So my favorite memory of Pauling is actually the first time I can remember coming to Pauling as a child. And it was at the Holiday Hills YMCA, which is now Lakeside Park. But back then it was, the YMCA. And I remember coming in the summertime with my mother, terrified of my first swim lesson because I didn't know how to swim. And the lifeguards there, the coaches that, taught me to swim, I remember coming one day, barely wanted to go near the water. And then, by the time I left, I was able to swim at least a little bit. Of course, I never got to be a great swimmer. I did do the triathlon in Pauling, not that well, but I didn't drown. So I attribute that to at least learning to swim right in Lakeside Park.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's great.